This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Bill O'Brien was the topic of a press conference 1,400 miles from H-Town. The Washington football team facing the Arizona Cardinals today, this weekend. DeAndre Hopkins on that Arizona Cardinals team. Ron Rivera was asked about DeAndre Hopkins. And this is what he had to say. This is going to get some people fired up.
Like me.
1,400 miles away, this is what he had to say.
DeAndre Hopkins was traded this offseason. Did you have any sense that he was on the market? And then also, just what do you think he does for them?
No, we had no sense he was on the market. Has the ability to be explosive. It's obvious based on how many times he was targeted and the ball was thrown to him that Kyler's become very comfortable with him.
Were you surprised that he was traded?
Yeah, just like everybody else. We were all surprised. I mean, you know, here's a talented player that was in, playing for a team that he had played very well for, and they traded him, and but it was a decision that was made, on another team.
Look, we've been told about why the trade happened. I don't want to get into all that. But we've also been told that he was shopped and that there were only a certain amount of teams that
interested
were willing to trade
for
DeAndre Hopkins. You just heard a coach right there for a team that has one of the dumbest owners in the history of sports, who's made some dumb trades, who could probably use a receiver. You just heard a coach. They have a quarterback on a rookie contract. You just heard him say he did not know DeAndre Hopkins was on the market. What's up with that? Like, what is that? The only team that didn't know? Are there other teams that could have been? Like, Ron Rivera's not going to lie about it.
You know, this upsets me more than it probably should, but I don't think I'm alone on it because of how bad that trade was. Hey, again, still early, could work out, all that jazz, but it upsets me because you're not doing your job all the way correctly if you're not looking at all your options. You just touched on what bothers me the most. Washington had a dumb owner who probably would sign off on anything. They also had a new coach in Ron Rivera, who you just heard from, that would love to make a big splash as soon as he arrives with a guy like DeAndre Hopkins. They had cap room during the offseason, and they still have the fifth most cap room of any team in the NFL. And they had a need. They had all the elements for O'Brien or whomever to pick up the phone and say, hey, I know you guys you are looking for a wide receiver, which they were. I know you got some cap room, which they do. You're a new coach. You want to make a splash, which he is. And they didn't even know that he was getting traded.
I just don't see how, if you're really shopping the guy, every team should be in the equation.
I don't know.
But maybe they just liked what they got from Arizona that much. But we were told, it was said, there's only a certain amount of teams willing to make that move. Just seems like you would make the calls to everyone. I thought it was interesting that Ron Rivera said that. Can a coach be too much of a hard ass?
Yes.
Is Bruce Arians being too much of a hard ass with Tom Brady?
Here's
a couple things that Bruce Arians had to say about Tom Brady. Starting with right after the game, Tom Brady with the two interceptions, including the pick six. Here's what Bruce Arians had to say about Brady immediately after the game.
One was a miscommunication between him and Mike, and he thought Mike was going down the middle. It's a different coverage. Mike read it right. He should have bent across his face, but Tom just overthrew it. And the other one was it was a screen pass with an outlet called, and he threw the outlet, and it was a pick six. Bad decision.
Bad decision. Sometimes, though, like right after the game, it's a little heated, so you say stuff, and then you go to sleep. You wake up the next morning and... You sleep on it. You know, you maybe go a little easier on TV 12 than you normally would, or than you did right after the game. Tell me if you think Bruce Arians went easier on TV 12 after he got to sleep on it.
It speaks for itself. You know, if you're throwing an out route, you don't throw it low and inside. And that hasn't been the case up until that one. You know, it was a little bit late on it, and probably a better decision to go somewhere else with the ball. I mean, he knows how to bounce back, and he knew he didn't play very well. It's not what he expects from himself, nor do we expect. So yeah, I would anticipate him to have a little more grit and a little more determination this week.
A little more grit.
Tom Brady needs more grit.
How many Super Bowls does he have?
Six? Yeah, six.
Maybe if he had more grit, he'd have eight.
Bruce has one.
No, here's the thing, though. You've heard me. I've told you this, Landry. I've told everybody this. You know, one of the problems I have with kind of just human nature is we're always like, well, we need that. We want our athletes, our coaches, our sports, you know, icons, whatever you want to call them, to be truthful with us. You know, what did you really think there?
Bruce has too.
And then when you do hear someone saying the truth, you're like, oh, wow, that's not right. No, he told the truth. He wasn't wrong.
I don't think Brady minds it.
Yeah.
I think he's probably dealt with that before. And I also think coaches, a lot of times, it's the treat others how you want to be treated mentality.
Yeah.
In that, I think you could go up to Bruce Arians and say, you're a fat ass idiot, you're ugly as hell, those hats stink, and you get your quarterbacks killed, and I don't think he would care.
Yeah.
I think he's got thick enough skin to where you could say whatever you want about, and I love Bruce Arians, so I'm not saying that about him. I'm just saying you could insult Bruce Arians and he wouldn't care.
Yeah.
So he can say whatever he wants. You can criticize him. I guarantee you Tom Brady could go to the podium and say, I didn't like the play calling on that play. I think Bruce needs to do it better, and they would have a good conversation.
Yeah.
I think Bill O'Brien, and he's admitted this. Mm-hmm. He's on record. It's in the system. It's in the lab. Bill O'Brien has said, you know, I worry about the outside noise sometimes. It took me long, but I realized that there's not enough noise. And he's talked to the media about, you know, y'all said this 600 times and, you know, so on and so forth. So when I think Bill O'Brien goes up there and he's not willing to say, you know, Deshaun's holding on to the ball too long, Deshaun needs to do this, maybe that's just because he wouldn't want it said about him. I think Bruce Arians is enough of a hard ass to where he can talk about Tom Brady and he doesn't care if Tom Brady talks about him like that.
Totally agree. Totally agree. And you, sometimes I feel like you need more candid conversations publicly like that. Now, Bill O'Brien has never been bashful about publicly calling out a player that he thought might not be performing. You know, well, he was all right. Or, you know, he didn't come back in the best shape or whatever. But, you know, for a player like...
But it's usually a guy that's on the fringe.
That's going to be cut.
Deontay Foreman, Kahale Waring, Jordan Thomas.
Yeah.
It's never really a guy like a Deshaun Watson.
Well, Clowney, but he didn't like him.
But he never really...
He got Clowney. Remember he was talking about, you know, he didn't know when he was going to get on the field and all that stuff.
Oh, the camp. Yeah, that was when he... Yeah, but he was going to trade him.
Yeah, he was already... Yeah,
but
was
he
already.
Was already going to trade him. Mm-hmm. It's never like an upper echelon guy. Bruce Arians is calling out Tom Brady... Bill O'Brien's called out Deontay Foreman.
Yeah, you can't get more upper echelon than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I don't even think that's debatable. 713-572-4610 if you got more upper echelon than Tom Brady. Here's a quote from Bill Belichick, Brady's former coach, in a conference call with Seattle media types. I wonder if Paul Gallant was in there.
Hey, maybe.
Quote, honestly, I think he's in a way underrated by the media and the fans. But I don't see anybody better than this player. Bill Belichick on Russell Wilson. Is Russell Wilson underrated? And is there anybody better? It is weird that we talk about Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and we just don't really throw Russ in that group. I'm guilty of it.
Unlimited.
He's never also gotten an MVP vote. Not one. Not Look, one. Not even one.
Not one.
Not one person said this guy deserves an MVP vote.
I think that's a fair statement from Belichick. But I think what I would say, I think he's taken for granted. Not necessarily, you know, underrated. I think he's been taken for granted. The guy just does it and does it and does it. And now that you have the new girls in town, you know, in class, in Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Well, they got to be girls.
You know, it's an old saying. Hey, there's a new girl in class. That people are all of a sudden kind of latching on to those guys and Deshaun. And they're forgetting, they're taking for granted that Russell Wilson's as great as he is.
Going around the NFL here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Pat Mahomes turns 25 today.
That's crazy.
Super Bowl champ, MVP, $500 million contract. Just got engaged to a girl that's been riding and dying with him since he was in middle school. Pat Mahomes, happy 25th birthday. What does Pat Mahomes get for his birthday?
I was just thinking that.
Nothing.
He's got to do something.
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing. Chilling.
No.
Chilling.
Private chef with his girl.
You don't think he already has a private
chef? No. Like a. You know, like setting it
up. A night out.
Yeah, a night out in.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Linen tablecloth, candelabra.
A night with his chick.
Opera playing in the background.
Okay.
That's all he could get.
Yeah.
Gerald Hawkins was signed by the Pittsburgh Steelers from the Texans practice squad. J-E-R-A-L-D. Gerald mm-hmm. Hawkins. What's your favorite Gerald Hawkins memory?
When you mentioned his name.
He might be giving them some secrets.
Yeah, sure he is. From the cafeteria?
Yeah, nobody talks about that.
Nobody does.
Record-setting weekend for kickers in the NFL. Could I interest you in some stats?
Mm-hmm.
15 kickers missed at least one kick.
15 kickers missed at least one kick. That's incredible.
In week one. They combined to miss 19 field goals in all. The most on opening week since kickers missed 20 in 1982. 71%, 71.6% accuracy in week one was the worst in the NFL since 98. They missed 5 extra points, which tied for the most in week one since the PAT was moved back to its current spot at the 15-yard line in 2015. So we talked about preseason, and we talked about, like, you know, the quarterbacks and the running backs and the wide receivers. Maybe preseason impacted kickers because it's the exact same rep for a kicker in the preseason. Like, it's literally the exact same
rep. They get more work than anyone.
That they get in preseason.
Because there's not a lot of them.
So maybe it impacted the kickers a little bit.
I think that's a possibility. Because we've been saying it, and I think it's true, the games were really clean across the board. Every game that I saw, they were clean games, but a lot of missed kicks. I hadn't even really thought of that. Yeah, they kickers in the preseason get a ton of kicks because there's usually only one or two in camp.
Man, I don't know why I didn't put this story at the top.
What's that?
McCaffrey has opted out of the season.
Which one?
Dylan McCaffrey.
There we go.
At Michigan. He's got 2 years left of eligibility.
See, Christian McCaffrey's spread in GQ?
Yeah.
Dude, it's a bit much.
It's going to be an awkward trip to the locker room for Christian McCaffrey.
It's a bit much. He shaves
his chest.
The
locker room. That's good. I shave my legs sometimes. I do.
What?
I do.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
When you go to see the gynecologist?
No. Sometimes body hair is a little too much.
Body hair is awesome.
You pull it off. I don't.
Yeah?
Yeah. Native American.
Well, you have a lot of Native American in you, yeah. So you don't grow a lot of hair, right?
No, I can't grow a beard.
All right, I'll give you a pass. But he like he looks like, I mean, slick everywhere.
Yeah. You know? It happens. Just say it, Figgy. Just say it.
Some white boy-ish.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
That's it.
I knew that's what you were thinking.
Yeah. 'Cause I'm a dirty
white boy. Or a clean one, however you look at it.
He's been shaved.
Football tonight, man. This is the most excited I've been for a while. Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it so much, man. It's great to have it on Sunday. College football, I don't have that feel yet because there haven't been prime matchups.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like I'm getting my Saturday fixed. Like LSU and Texas were supposed to play last Saturday. That didn't happen. There were going to be some good non-conference matchups. We don't get that. That business is going to pick up probably starting next week and then a little bit later on. But Thursday night football is back. I love me some Thursday night football. We're going to get two Texans opponents right here on Sports Radio 610. The Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. Baker Mayfield versus Joe Burrow. And I got a dilemma. I got a fantasy dilemma.
Well, which one doesn't have an ACL?
I got about 20 injuries, I think, last I counted. So I'm wondering if I should start three tight ends. Or should I start Brandon Cooks? Help me out, Loopholes. Should I start Brandon Cooks or Austin Hooper? I already have Jonnu Smith and Mark Andrews.
Text Ehedebo. He knows his stuff, man.
And I already have Mark Andrews and Jonnu. Should I start Austin Hooper instead of Brandon Cooks?
You're going to be starting three tight ends in week two of fantasy. Dude, just give it up.
Three pretty good ones.
Who do you have?
Is Brandon Cooks going to outscore Austin Hooper? I got Mark Andrews, Jonnu Smith, and Austin Hooper.
Those are some pretty good tight ends.
Yeah.
Think about Brandon Cooks.
Is Brandon Cooks going to score more than Austin Hooper?
Hooper has a chance to get in the end zone. I don't know what kind
Cooks
of chance.
Cooks does it?
I don't know what kind of chance he's got to get in there. What do the loopholes say?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll look during the break. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in. Let's put the rest of the week two action in the radar. Let's localize it as well, because the OG John Lopez is going to be out manana. So we got to get his picks. We're also going to put these games on the radar for you. There's a lot of stuff that impacts the Texans, a lot of storylines in the NFL week two. Begins tonight on Sports Radio 610. We'll cuss and discuss it next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
He's a very good player. He can do it all. I mean, he can obviously do a lot of great things with his and his quickness and his speed and his ability to move around, but he's also got the ability to stay in the pocket and throw the ball as well. And anytime you have to defend both of those things an equal level of excellence, it's extremely difficult. So it's a great challenge for us. We're going to watch the film from last season. We're going to watch the film from last week from them, which is what everybody does. And we're going to learn and go out there and compete and look forward to the challenge.
Potty mouth JJ. Man,
I didn't hear that on the cut sheet.
Yeah, you only get that on In the Loop after they go in the lab. My gosh, JJ. Watch that mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, don't. Get nasty. Let's get nasty on Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. We know that's the matchup that we've been talking about the most for obvious reasons. But let's look at the other stuff. Let's put the stuff on the radar that's going to happen in week two around the NFL. And let's just try, kind of tie it back to the Texans, because we also like to localize it here on In the Loop. Battle of the Unbeatens in the AFC South. Jacksonville versus Tennessee. I did not think this was going to be the battle of the unbeatens. Tennessee Titans won an ugly one. I'm impressed when teams win ugly. Jacksonville looked sharp. 19 of 20 from Gardner Minshew. They beat the Indianapolis Colts. Is there any chance that Minshew mania lives on Reaction Monday?
Yes, but let's give a shout out to that running back, Robinson, the rookie. Is it James Robinson?
Robinson.
Really, I mean, really good game in the opener. So, yeah, no, we need to, you know, I think they're on to something. They're not going to win the division, you know, but I think they're on to something there. And it's going to, and, you know, the fact is, it's for first place early in the division.
Something to keep an eye on with the Titans. Corey Davis, he had his first 100-yard game since November of 2018 in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Tannehill started liking him a little bit, specifically in the playoffs. It's his contract year now because they didn't pick up that fifth-year option. So keep an eye on Corey Davis, and let's see if that was just, you know, week one, or if Corey Davis and A.J. Brown are going to be a tandem, because Brown was relatively quiet for the Titans. Corey Davis had a very good game. And remember, Corey Davis was drafted in the first round by the Tennessee Titans a few years back. Keep an eye on that as the Titans continue. Vikings at Indianapolis. Both of these teams are 0-1. Indianapolis is going to start Jonathan Taylor, the rookie out of Wisconsin. Marlon Mack out for the year with an Achilles. Jonathan Taylor will start for Indianapolis. Gary Kubiak and the Vikings looking to win a road game in Indy.
Yeah, not overstating it. I mean, I know it's very, very early, but neither of these teams wants to. I mean, especially for Indianapolis, they need a win here. Indy needs a win here. Jonathan Taylor, I think they're going to unleash him. That's all they got now. So he's going to get his touches.
Thursday night football, Bengals versus Browns in Cleveland. I think this is a crossroads game because I know that they're hyping up Baker Mayfield versus Joe Burrow. I don't think Joe Burrow wants to be linked to Baker Mayfield at this point. I think Joe Burrow wants to handle the lightweight and move up weight classes because Baker Mayfield at this point, he's maybe a third-tier quarterback. There's people in Cleveland, including Figgy Fig, who are saying, give me Case Keenum. Give me Case Keenum.
Case Keenum. Keenum, I'm sorry.
Kevin Stefanski, the coach of the Browns, was in Minnesota when Case Keenum went to the NFC Championship game. There are some people saying that. If Baker Mayfield loses this game, he's losing his job.
It's very possible.
I'm saying that. If Baker Mayfield loses this game, then in week three, we will be talking about, and that's if he looks bad with the loss, we'll be talking about Case Keenum starting for the Browns.
And it's crazy with the Browns how they're, you talk about being snake bit, man. I mean, because I keep wondering how good he is, and the longer you wonder, then you get your answer. He's really not that good. Big game for him. And as far as like Burrow and Baker, I think Burrow likes the fact that he's going to have a rival like that. I mean, they're going to be associated like, you know, the Ohio quarterbacks or whatever. So.
Chiefs at Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. I said San Diego at Los Angeles. This is a Survivor Pool special. If you're in a Survivor Pool where you have to pick a different team each week and you can only pick that team once, avoid this one. Avoid this one because everyone's going to be picking the Chiefs to beat the Chargers.
Chargers but it is, got a little something.
It is in Los Angeles, and the Chargers did win week one. So we'll see what happens. They've lost some key pieces on that defense. Not an ideal situation when you're facing the Chiefs.
I took a bit of a chance on my Survivor Pool pick. I'll tell you when we get to it.
Okay.
See what you think.
Bills at Miami. Reason that you need to watch this one.
My guy.
Josh Allen. 3 total touchdowns week one. Don't be surprised if Josh Allen starts gaining some momentum. And one of the main talking points in the NFL is this guy really going to be on to something? Keep an eye on this because Josh Allen,
you know who won't be surprised.
He might very well have something. You?
I've been saying it, man. He's honest. He's got a little something. He can run. He can, he's in that.
God, he can heave it.
Yeah, I was going to say he's at that point in his career where he can really throw it.
He can hum it.
And take that next step. He's going to have a good year.
49ers at Jets. George Kittle not practicing this week. They hope that he can play. Richard Sherman on injured reserve, the 3-week variety. Frank Gore starting against his former San Francisco team. Frank Gore still kicking, and not only is he kicking, he's starting.
Crazy, man. I mean, just can he get in the Hall of Fame while he's in the league?
His son's got a game this weekend in college. His son's a freshman in college.
Yeah.
Rams at Eagles. I'll tell you what. Rams surprised a lot of people with what they did to the Cowboys on Sunday. Eagles probably had the most disappointing loss to the Washington football team. Eagles might be happy they don't have fans in the stands this weekend.
Oh, for sure.
They might be the one team that's happy that they don't have their home crowd in the stands because they'll let you know how they feel real quick.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Broncos at Steelers. Steelers are the next opponent for the Houston Texans. Broncos coming off a loss in which Vic Fangio wet the bed with the time management. Steelers very impressive in their first Ben Roethlisberger with those 3 touchdown passes.
Classic AFC game here. They've seen each other a lot. Steelers, I think I'm really bullish on the Steelers this year. And I don't think they're going to have any problem with the Broncos.
Panthers at Tampa Bay. TB12 versus Teddy Bridgewater and Matt Rhule. Bruce Arians has called out Tom Brady. It's going to be the first time Tom Brady's played in Tampa Bay. I'm expecting a bounce back.
Yeah, this was almost an easy pick for my Survivor Pool because I think Tampa's going to roll through them. And I'm sure Tom Brady's going to have something funny to say about Bruce Arians afterward.
Putting the games on your radar here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610 Week 2 matchups. Washington at Arizona, 2-1-0 squads. DeAndre Hopkins looking to build on what he did. Ron Rivera looking to continue to surprise people, go 2-0.
Yeah, really, who would have thought this was going to be that good a game right now, Arizona and Washington, but it is. And Rivera's just a great story for Washington. And, of course, Nuke, I mean, what if he has another 10-12 catch game?
No comment. Atlanta at Dallas, 2-0-1 teams. Dallas looking to get a win. Alden Smith, by the way, left practice today. Just the media availability. Mm-hmm. They said he went to the dentist.
He didn't want any part of that. Cowboys, man.
The dentist.
The dentist. I guess you can go to the dentist now, right?
Yeah. I went to the dentist like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Dr. Wahid.
Cowboys need this.
Lions at Packers. Aaron Rodgers, one of the best performances that he's had in a while. Lions, not so good.
Some people picked the Lions to get to the playoffs this year. I saw that on a couple of major websites. I'm like, what are you? Okay. Matt Patricia's not good.
Okay,
he's not good.
Yeah, and he almost hit me with his four-wheeler.
He did. He did.
Giants at Bears. The Allen Robinson drama. Will it be put aside? Will the Giants actually look less like a Jason Garrett offense with Jason Garrett?
Survivor pool, baby. Survivor pool.
You took the Bears?
Yeah.
I like the Bears.
Yeah.
I like their defense a lot. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football, New England at Seattle. Every time I see this, I remember the decision not to give Marshawn Lynch the ball on the 1 yard line. I was actually in Vegas during that. It was a crazy sportsbook experience when that did happen.
How many times is that going to be shown?
Probably a few.
Yeah.
If Bill Belichick and the Patriots go on the road and win in Seattle, I know there's not fans. I know there's not the 12th man. We got to start taking them a lot more serious than we already do.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, we're talking about them being an 8-9 win playoff team. But if they go on the road and win in Seattle.
We could good quarterback battle all of a sudden. Mm.
Monday Night Football. You'll hear it on Sports Radio 610. Saints at Las Vegas. First game in Las Vegas. Not quite how they envisioned it. I imagine they would have liked a sold-out stadium, but there is a game in Las Vegas. No Michael Thomas. Saints taking on the Raiders.
You had him on your fantasy squad, didn't you?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
And Marlon Mack, right?
Pizza, potty mouths, and a confused or covering up Deshaun.
And another guy that got hurt, right?
Next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I want nasty JJ. I want him nasty. Serious. No more Captain America.
Greg Popovich, give me some nasty.
At least not this week. Now I want nastier.
Nastier than
gross.
That?
I want spitting on people, cussing at people, throwing footballs at kids. I want nasty JJ. This is just a little preview of the JJ I want on Sunday against the Ravens. Potty mouth JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Here's potty mouth JJ talking about not being able to throw the football with those punk kids in the stands.
When I go around the stadium before the game and play catch with a little kid in that front row, showed up 2 hours before the game to see them turn to their parents excited. There's nothing that beats that.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
When did he say all this?
Never.
Never?
Here's potty mouth JJ. My creation. Just for Sunday. You can go back to being the good old boy after Sunday, but they need some nasty here. Here's potty mouth JJ being asked by Greg Bailey about his foundation.
Hey, JJ, I'm a little off topic here, but I couldn't help but notice that your foundation's work continues despite the pandemic. How have you guys kind of kept that going, supplying the sports equipment to these young people? And then some of these videos that they post thanking you are pretty awesome. How do those hit you?
It's been difficult not having the Charity Classic this year, not being able to bring in the same amount of funds that we normally do, obviously. We're considering doing another fundraiser like we did in the past. Those videos and photos have been inspiring, and it's been great to see.
Not a baby.
It's a role model.
He's not
right
mincing
there.
Words right now.
It's a role model right there. What about Lamar Jackson, though? That's enough about kids and charity. Let's talk football.
Yeah.
Let's stick to sports, JJ, okay? What about Lamar Jackson? How are you going to stop Lamar Jackson, potty mouth JJ?
He's a very good player. He can do it all. I mean, he can obviously do a lot of great things with his and his quickness and his speed and his ability to move around, but he's also got the ability to stay in the pocket and throw the ball as well. And anytime you have to defend both of those things an equal level of excellence, it's extremely difficult. So it's a great challenge for us. We're going to watch the film from last season. We're going to watch the film from last week from them, which is what everybody does. And we're going to learn and go out there and compete and look forward to the challenge.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you.
That sounds like a guy that's ready to play.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the guy right there. Mm-hmm. That's the guy I want on Sunday. Potty Mouth JJ. Bring it.
I'm with you.
Bring it.
I'm with you.
Speaking of bring it, guy on the other side of the field, Matthew Judon mm-hmm. of the Baltimore Ravens. He's going to be chasing Deshaun Watson. JJ is going to be chasing Lamar Jackson. Matthew Judon, he wants help from the Loopholes. And we're a family based listenership. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a Loophole. I really think we need to help this guy out.
Yeah. He's the enemy.
He's yeah, but he's from Baton Rouge. He's got a little Louisiana, you know, Houston, Louisiana connected.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants a little pie.
Oh yeah.
He
oh,
just
yeah.
wants a little pie.
Yeah, we can help him with that.
Let's help him with the pie. Judon, what do you need help with, my friend?
I usually find like one of the best pizza spots in town, one of the highest rated, and I eat pizza the night before the game, but we aren't allowed to leave our hotel, I think, so they just gonna have to bring it to me, and we just gonna have to be chilling up in a hotel. You know, that's just what it is for right now. It's a crazy time in a crazy world right now, so and for us to continue to play games, I'm just going to have to switch up what I do. You know, pizza can be delivered anywhere.
Doesn't, is there any pizza restaurant that does not deliver?
I'm sure they all do now.
Maybe some of these.
Plus
well,
Uber
now,
Eats,
yeah,
now
especially.
You got the Uber Eats and all that. So
I thought of the other one earlier. For sure, Frank's. I've talked about that. We got to hook him up with Frank's.
Okay.
We got to maybe hook him up with Cane Rosso.
Okay.
But I thought of the other one that I love in town. It's over in
oh,
Midtown.
Pizza Hut goes hard,
no,
dude.
Piola. Have you been to Piola? Really, really.
Pizza's
really.
Not really something I go out for.
Sometimes you're in the mood.
Nah, but I just, yeah. I get it delivered.
It's over in Midtown.
And I'm fine with my chains.
It's really, really good.
Hey, do you ever say, hey, honey, let's go out for pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, like gourmet pizza, like Piola. We've driven
Man,
in from Humble.
That sucks for you.
What?
That sucks for you.
Why?
You have the worst type of wife to eat pizza with.
What are you saying?
She doesn't eat meats.
Oh yeah, but that's never a problem.
So y'all just get your own pies. But if y'all had to, if y'all only were on like limitations to where you had to get like two pizzas, you'd be screwed. Nobody wants to. If let's say you have a coupon for two pizzas, nobody wants to date or be around a non-meat eater.
What are you talking about?
Is she pepperoni?
No, she's only seafood.
That stinks.
I have meat every day, just about. I never compromise.
But if you had to order a pizza,
you can't get no meat lovers.
What would you do? What if y'all could only get
half.
One pizza? Half, John. You're eating more than half a pie.
Get a large and get half.
Well, at least sometimes if you get half, if she likes something like Canadian bacon or something, you can get a. Whenever she doesn't eat her half and you eat yours, you can eat her slices.
I can tell you the order that we get.
Okay.
I want a large or extra large, depending on, because like sometimes a large is 12 inches. I'm like, get out of here with that crap. You know, so I want a large or an extra large. I want half Italian sausage and pepperoni with peppers, mushrooms, jalapenos, and black olives. And then I want half. What are you talking about? That's a great pizza.
Say that again.
I want half Italian sausage, pepperoni, peppers, mushrooms, jalapeno, and black olive.
John, is that even going to go through the oven and be able to be cut? That's like 12 toppings.
Okay. All right. What's your point?
All right, that's half. All right, what's the other half?
And then half extra cheese, peppers, and mushrooms. It's easy.
Figgy, does that pass the test or not?
I mean, that's better than just cheese.
Yeah.
But still, man.
Yeah, no, I never compromise my meat eating. I mean, you know, I cook every freaking day.
You know what I'm saying?
Barbecue,
if you have to share a pie, that's an issue.
Or we get two smalls, and because she likes the margarita, you know, or the spinach.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What's your order? Like, just your go-to?
Sausage.
Italian.
Sausage. Italian sausage. Pepperoni. Bacon. Boom.
And bacon.
Yeah. Or Supreme, or just Supreme, or just meat lovers.
You don't like peppers and mushrooms?
No, I like it. That's why I like Supreme.
Black olives, yeah.
No olives.
Oh, black olives are the best.
I'll take Supreme with no olives. I kind of want pizza now.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I kind of want pizza now.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien. I think he's eaten a few pizzas before.
Probably. Little East Coast guy.
East Coast.
He's a thin crust.
He calls it pie for sure.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. He knows a little bit about pizza, but I don't think he knows much about offensive tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Texans had the 18th fastest tempo in the second half of all teams in the NFL in week one. However, John McClain, who was on the scene. Boy, mm-hmm. That John McClain.
He's all over it.
He asked Bill O'Brien about the tempo, and this is what King Bill had to say.
Bill, when you guys were down in the fourth quarter, a lot of time was coming off the clock between plays. Would you like to play faster in a situation like that? You kind of talk about just the tempo of your offense. Does it change from game to game, or do you like it to be consistent?
I thought our pace was pretty good in the fourth quarter. I mean, we're trying to, you know, we got to get the play in and get the play communicated. I think we scored a couple touchdowns. I thought our pace was pretty good throughout the game.
No, it wasn't.
It just wasn't.
Sorry, wasn't. Here's Deshaun Watson being asked the same question by that pesky veteran, John McClain.
In the second half, you guys, time-wise, played a little slower than the first half. And we asked Bill about the pace of the offense, and he said he was happy with it. Do you feel at times you guys should play faster, especially if you're behind like that?
You can, but at the same time, you got to be smart about that. You play a little too fast and need too much time for the Chiefs. At the time, last week, we played too fast and you go three and out. Now the defense is back on the field and now they're tired. So you got to be able to control what you can kind of control and just kind of build from there. You know, every game is a learning lesson. So, you know.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.